Coming up on TMS PM, oh Mandy, you came and freaked me out.
It's that time of year.
App reviews and more on this episode of the Morning Stream PM.
This is the Morning Stream, but it's not in the morning, it's at night.
TMS PM.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Morning Stream PM. That's right, it's 3:32 Mountain Time on Friday, December 28th, 2018. The last show of 2018.
Yeah.
What a bummer, man. What a bummer.
What a bummer.
Not really. No, it's not really a bummer. It's fine.
It's time to reflect back on the year that was and look ahead that the year that will be.
Yeah. That's what I'm thinking. Yeah. I think that sounds really good. I started the year by getting on the treadmill. Well, the year's not here yet. But I started today by getting on the treadmill. And that's a good thing, right? You want to be doing
yes.
that. And
for sure.
I did that. And the result of that was that I got all sweaty, and that's good. But I decided to burn the time it takes to be on the treadmill. I would start watching a new movie. Now, normally okay. I would hold these for recommendals or something and talk
sure,
about them
yeah.
then. But because I got a subscription to Shudder recently.
Okay.
Have you heard of Shudder?
Oh, now I recognize the name of the thing you watched. Yeah, okay. So I didn't recognize it. I was like, oh, is that some sort of Barry Manilow biopic? But Shudder, yeah, that's the horror film channel.
Yeah, it's like Netflix for horror, basically.
Right,
and,
exactly.
Even though you have horror selections on Netflix for like $4.99 or some cheap price, I figured this would be cool. And why not? I'll give it a shot for a while. And what to my eyes did appear? Nicolas Cage in the movie Mandy. Now, the movie came out earlier this year to much bully-ha. Everybody freaked out and said, oh my gosh, you got to see this weird movie. And it's maybe one of the best things he's done in a while. Plus, it's just a really odd, strange, beautiful, scary, weird movie. And I said, all right, I'm in. I'd like to see that. But then it kind of came and it kind of went. I missed the theatrical bit. It was kind of small. In fact, I'm not even sure there was a theater near me that had it. There may have been, I don't know, but I got busy, didn't see it, and it shows up on Shudder. So I thought, well, heck yeah, boop, hit the play button. I'm only halfway through, Brian, because I did an hour on the treadmill. I have another hour left of the movie.
Right.
That may be the strangest thing I've ever seen. It is very odd.
Yeah.
Very odd.
We watched the preview of it because it was, we didn't do Shudder, but we saw that it was available for rent, and Tina thought, okay, well, maybe we'll watch this for, you know, it's Halloween, we'll watch this. I think, you know, we were looking at it back in October, obviously,
right?
And we watched the trailer and said, yeah, I don't know if I'm in the mood for that.
Yeah.
Tonight.
Yeah, you have to. I think you kind of have to be in the mood for it. Like, it is a weird, that's really weird. I mean, so far nothing horrifically violent has happened, but it's a very odd thing. I really don't know how to. I don't even know what to compare it to. It's like the strangest thing I've seen in a very long time, and I'm super intrigued and hooked in, but I don't know what I'm watching. It's crazy.
And you're doing it exactly the right way. Like Wendy would be super proud that you are associating something that is mundane and that you have to kind of get through with a reward for yourself that you are only going to allow yourself to do. I assume only allow yourself to do.
Yeah, I'm only
so basically,
do it on
the only time you're going to watch this movie is when you're on the treadmill, which
yeah.
is.
And I'm anxious enough to see the rest of it, and I want to see the other part of it. I'm thinking about doing a 2-a-day today, getting on there again, and watching the rest of it.
Wow.
I might well do that. I got to decide.
Well,
I don't know if I'm in the mood, but
good. That actually adds something to my app time discussion. I have an app that I'm going to recommend, but I also have another thing that I'm going to recommend that's tied to a piece of equipment, exercise equipment here at the Ibbot House.
Oh, Brian tied something to his equipment. That's what I heard out of my mouth.
I tied something to my equipment.
Nice.
Yes.
So, okay. I'm excited to hear about that. I like it when there's more to the app than just the app.
We'll talk about that in a minute.
Yeah.
The something I didn't even put in the show notes, it's Friday, and it is a weigh-in day at Weight Watchers.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, at WW.
Yeah, yeah.
Again, no Justine Bateman. I think she must have gone somewhere for the holidays because she hasn't been there in the last couple weeks. So hopefully she's back a week from today. But
you don't think she's left and gone to greener pastures, do you?
She, who knows? She could be like pounding down chili mac at the Lark Burger or something. Who knows?
No.
She may have just like foregone the entire WW lifestyle and said, "Screw it."
She's really she's off the program. Oh no,
off the program.
Yeah.
Had my way in, yeah. And
how'd it go?
You know, I kind of knew it was going to be you know, Christmas week.
Mm-hmm.
Not a good week because we got a bunch of chocolates and stuff. You probably got a box of chocolates from Choco Mama, right?
I did, I think. I haven't opened that box yet, but I assume that's what that is.
That yeah, you should open that.
Yeah.
We got, I've gotten some treats from, I don't have it in front of me, another listener. my mom made cookies, sent over a big batch of those.
Yeah.
We brought home cookies from Tina's parents' house. I mean, it is like the world is out to get me right now. So, yeah, the 2 pounds I lost last week, I gained that back.
They're back.
Plus 0.6 more, 2.8 pounds.
Oh, man. Well, look, I mean, you're right about the time of year.
It happens. I'm so not stressing about it because I know it's... Yeah.
You got all the rest of 2019 to work it out, man. You're going to get it. You're going to nail it. You're going to get it early. By the time we get to Vegas, you're going to embarrass all of us with how good you look. Like, forget
about
it.
That is my entire goal, is to be the cause of much embarrassment.
Yeah.
In Vegas.
Oh, good. Good. Because there isn't enough of that in Vegas. We need a little bit more.
Exactly. So, yeah, no big deal. But, you know, it's 2 pounds. I've lost more than that in a single week, and I haven't gained back more than that in a single week since I started doing this. So,
yeah,
whatever.
So you hovered for a week or two.
Yeah, exactly.
It's fine. Whatever. It's the holidays. Look at us just
exactly.
It. All right. So here's the fun plan for today. We got a couple of things going on, but we're keeping it relatively short. Brian has a heart out. I keep saying heart out.
You keep saying that. Why don't I tell people what we're doing? It's kind of a fun thing.
Yeah. What are you doing?
Crazy Neighbors have their niece, Sammy in town, who fell asleep during Mary Poppins, did not enjoy Mary Poppins, did not even enjoy Mary Poppins to the point where she could stay awake during Mary Poppins.
Sure.
But we are going to a thing called Santa's Lighted Train Experience Adventure. Something
Whoa.
Like that.
It's not
words.
A Japanese game show? Because that's what that sounds like to me.
Kind of does, doesn't it? Super happy fun time Santa lights.
Mm-hmm.
We are going up to Georgetown, Colorado, so into the mountains, and hopping on a train that goes through the mountains and through an enchanted forest that has been lit up specially for the holidays and for suckers like me to hop on and enjoy. So I've got my warmest gear. It's already only 21 degrees outside, and that's not even the mountains, and that's like 3:40 p.m. Mm. It is not going to get any warmer than this, folks.
Nope.
It is going to be like 6 degrees up there, I'm expecting. So I got my big heavy parka. I got a knit hat. I got gloves, and I got a flask full of Fireball.
Nice. No, that's good. You should wear it around your neck like one of those giant dogs do when they rescue people up there.
Like the St. Bernards?
Yeah.
Totally. Well, you know, the Fireball is like, that is the perfect thing to put in a flask for a night like this, because if they serve hot chocolate up there, great. Pour that in the hot chocolate. If they serve apple cider, I can pour it in there. If they don't serve either of those things, I can just drink it straight without any problem.
Either way, so, you're covered. Yeah.
That is like it is the perfect alcohol choice for a night like this. And I'm not driving, so I don't care.
Yeah, if you're not driving, then you're fine.
Exactly.
I'm excited for you. That sounds like a blast. So as a result,
it should be a lot of fun.
As a result, we have a little bit of a tight schedule today. It's not a big deal. Yeah. Still got plenty of content.
Not
in fact, because it's the end of the year, as promised, we were going to do one of these on Thursday, but the internet, apparently in a very regional, multi-ISP way, sort of took a weird dump.
Yes.
That was very odd, because it affected you a little bit. It affected
a
bunch of people I talked to. They're all like, yeah, I'm on CenturyLink, or I'm on whatever the other thing is, and I was on Comcast Business, and everybody around the same time had some weird glitch in the system. And I assumed it was Cybertron or, you know, like...
Things just got worse for me throughout the day. I know they were bad for you during the show, and then they just kept getting worse for me. Like, at one point, I was getting 1 megabyte down, 14 megabytes up, like, for whatever reason.
That's crazy.
Up, not affected. So I was actually still able to stream the Pokemon Go show, but not able to download a JPEG to use as the background for the...
I had the opposite problem. I could do a little bit of up. It was like 4 or 5 meg up, but I could not do any. Or no, it's the other way around. I could do 4 or 5 down, but less than a tenth of a megabyte up for a while. So it really screwed us.
Here to hear, folks. Brian couldn't get it down. Scott couldn't get it up. Mm-hmm. That's the way.
Yeah.
And if there's one thing to take away from this episode and this year of 2018.
And there, BM Magoo Machu, CW, says the CenturyLink blew it. They knocked down a bunch of 9/11 centers.
911 centers.
Yeah, 911 centers. Sorry.
That's a different thing.
Yeah, it's a very different thing. Too soon, also. But they it affected everybody because there's a lot of shared bandwidth and shared infrastructure and stuff. So anyway, I didn't feel as bad because I thought it was all me.
No.
But then
no.
Later I talked to Wendy and she couldn't talk to her clients. Like she was having a problem. So everybody was having a problem. But anyway, as
it
a result,
was a good day for me just to kind of get away from the computer and go do something else for a while, which I did. And I'll talk about what I did later on in app time.
I mostly struggled trying to get the show up via phone internet by tethering my computer to my phone.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah.
You know what? Time. It's funny. Since I switched to the family plan, I don't have the mobile hotspot, AT mobile hotspot, and I miss it.
Yeah.
There's a few times it's like, oh, I wish I still had that. So,
yeah, I do like a good hotspot, you know, like a good, what's Verizon's called?
I don't know.
Fast, hot internet over at Verizon.
Fast, delicious, hot, steaming internet.
Oh, it's called delivered something. Like Fios. A log. Right? Fios, that's it. Fios, right? Fios, F-I-O-S?
Yes, Fios.
There you go. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's good stuff.
I've heard of Fios. I didn't realize that's what that was. Okay.
I believe that's what it is, but I have never actually had it. But I used Tom's once, so that's all I know about it. Cool. All right, so because of that delay, we're now doing both mashups today. Now, these are from Jamie. A incredible job, I assume. I haven't heard them yet because these are fresh and ready to go today. But these are our best of end-of-year mashups from the both of us individually. We didn't do a full show one. We got one for Brian. We got one for me. Again, haven't heard either of these.
Just to reiterate, these are the best things that we did in 2018.
Yeah, they were the things that made him laugh the most, I guess, or jump to make a mashup the quickest, or I don't know.
Sure.
But here is Brian Ibbett, his best of 2018. Let's give it a listen.
And now, for your listening pleasure, let's sit back and listen to some clips of Scott and Brian.
I like turtles. You know, your hole starts out small. Go ahead, Jamie. There's a free one for you. Where's Tom Hanks when you need him, right? This is like the Da Vinci Code. Oh, my God, Tina, there are giant boobs in my face. Tear off the top, stick your hand down your pants, go. And then 3 or 4 uses of shit. 1 use of dick, 1 use of damn, and 1 adult term, gangbang.
I'm going to go get soup for dinner. I want soup.
It's much smaller. I mean, this is it right here. It's like the size of a large Twinkie. Why are you all wet?
I don't want anybody digging through my shit.
My cat walked through a mile of shit and came out, well, dirty on the other side.
Oh, my God. This guy's in Colorado, man. He talks so funny.
That's when I sat there and pretended to be a stand-in for a porno. I'm farming with my hoe.
Found a ball in my dip.
You got some fine boobs, lady. I'd like to touch one of them with a Sharpie.
Oh, my gosh. Get this kid. Just inside me.
Hope that guy chokes on his next avocado toast. Damn it, my trash can is upright. They fixed the election and now they fixed my trash can. Alex, I'm bald, fat, white guy. I don't say gangsta.
Got food and plastic forks and shampoo bottles and shot glass. These are a few of my up-anus things.
You're the rap music today. It's all just fat snacks of cash and how many people I'm fornicating.
And then Lindsey Graham was like,
hey, I don't want to see this kind of argument going on in the Supreme Court.
And then Judge Kavanaugh was like, I'm going to scooch up my face.
You will take these and go forth and...
No, I want to control the kingdoms.
Accidentally clicked like on a dick pic. You don't have to go knuckle deep in your mouth.
Looks like she's got some nice round teats.
There are 4 lights. And also, I don't like the Jews.
Hey, I'm not going to do this anymore, Scott. I'm done.
Looks like a Baldwin brother down there. It looks like Gene Shalit is giving him a piggyback ride.
Yeah.
Zambo's just desserts.
Just desserts.
Like a nice ganache, and I'm going to spread it all over my Victorian twist.
Don't be a style of cost of the pay-pay.
Because he puts 11 herbs and spices that make you crave it fortnightly, dumbass.
I mean, I guess if you're drunk,
milk is cow boob poop.
Yo, there's a coyote. I'm not your bitch.
Oh, there's a guy I want to punch in the dick.
Time to masturbate like a furious monkey.
Right, get it over with.
Bruce seems like a guy person's night.
Oh, yeah, it's like the time that I went grocery shopping with Amelia Earhart.
The fact that it's something that gets bigger over time and you can use it to swallow larger and larger items. Oh, my God, how much stuff am I going to give Jamie? I'm not going to chug any thickened liquid. Thank you. Chug any thickened liquid. Thank you very much. Tina had to spend a month in Atlanta, Georgia for a training session where she was gone for like 30 days, not even coming back on the weekends or anything. At no time during that 30 days was I thinking to myself, gosh, I sure hope she doesn't forget what my dick looks like.
Okay. But
yours is a little saucier than I recall.
Man, totally. Did I say all those horrible, horrible, dirty things all year?
Yeah.
Wow.
Chat room saying Scott laughs horizontally. I'm just trying not to laugh into the mic. I don't want to ruin everyone's experience here. Okay. Now, if that wasn't enough, let's do it again. But this time it's me. Now I'm really nervous because if that's the stuff he used for you, who knows what the crap he did for me. This might get real blue. I don't know. Hide your kids. Hide your wife. Here goes. Let's see what it is.
Philip! Philip! Come listen to the radio and all the stupid shit Scott said this year. Philip!
The morning... Whoops. The morning stream.
This is my penis.
Mr. White! I'd rather stick a pin up my butthole. I don't want any of this. Bug-like sperm bags.
What?
Oh, Lincoln. You look like shit. Get back in the closet.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Oh, no. I'm about to be penetrated again.
Old people go, oh, no, I better buy this pancake mix. Put that right on my sack.
Fake news.
I do pig anus because they clean those. It's like a tough piece of pork that looks a little like a bunghole. Here it is. I want to put a USB stick in his pee hole.
I got my new Lincoln, and I'm going to drink this thing, and the hose are on my tip.
Excuse me.
Ooh, I squeezed it out like a bar of soap in the shower, dude.
It smells good coming out.
Oh, yeah, it does. There's no way that'll end up in a mashup.
You're an acid-free kiss bag. A guy with a thing on his penis. Something in the chat called Trump a shit gibbon? What did I miss that? Look at my butthole. Here you go, Jamie. There was a freebie.
Good to hear. Say, I'll give you a lollipop if you squeeze my testicles.
I don't like dicks.
If you push the lady's boobs, a little robot goes, woo-hoo-hoo-hoo.
Or you can staple my penis to a rock.
I wear my pants up to my titty boobs. Bip, 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 bip.
Trillium D, and I have to say that guy there might be gay. Do-do-do-do-do.
The Tahuya Dene Basin of Murrumbidi, West Africa.
Yeah, that sounds exactly right. Nailed it.
Oh, no, I'm getting a little cheese on the back end.
There's no way we'll ever hear that in a mashup.
No, that'll never come up again.
F those clowns. Eat with a thumb. F them.
I know what it's like. You're eating spaghetti.
Okay.
And somebody walks up and smacks you in the face with a rotten fish. That's no way to eat spaghetti. You were eating spaghetti. You should
Your
be able to.
Your analogies never fail to entertain the crap out of me.
I'm going
to
be on his thing when I get home sometime. We've talked about that. So.
Yeah. Oh, no way we'll ever hear that in a mashup.
Dang
either.
It. I can't say anything today, can I? And honestly, it's all busted in my head today. It's like a pine cone trying to pass it through your colon.
Oh, we popped the circle jerk right at the last second.
Put a hot coat hanger in my penis hole. A lot of sex. A lot of sex. A lot of sex.
Triggered.
Snowflake.
Tuck. Slop some Kentucky jelly between them mud flaps and go in.
Why would you put your tongue in somebody's bacteria hole? That is freaking disgusting.
Shoot it out like bar soap. This is horse shit. I'm leaving.
Aggressive coitus. I'm in. Do that because I put my finger in my hole.
How do you keep your skin so fresh? Mm. Oh, it's a pig semen. We soak in it.
And because the snake's head was no longer connected to the body, when it bit him, it did not get... Oh, it discharged the full load of its semen at once. Semen. I can't do shows anymore. I can't podcast, take away my awards, have all my awards back. I'm not going... Wow. All right.
I'm so glad we got the snake and the full load.
Oh, that one had to be in there, right? Can you not have that one in there?
Absolutely. Yes.
Oh, my Lord. That made me tired.
That was this year's Chester Cheetah moment, I think.
Yeah. What was that? 2017 was Chester Cheetah? Is that
I think so. At least. Maybe even 2016.
Yeah. I'll never.
All the years are a blur.
No. Who knows anymore? What are we even doing? That was just too much fun. And there you have it. There's no way to do, Jamie doesn't do this with video files, obviously, but wouldn't it be funny if it was all compiled like that with not just the audio clips the way they were, but the video
but
as well.
The video.
Yeah. Or better yet, what if somebody went out there and for that 2 minutes and 55 seconds each one of our mashups were, What if somebody went out there and animated what we were saying? That'd be a lot of work for nothing.
Like animated the thing that we were saying, not animated us saying them.
No, just
but like animated pig anus. And,
yeah, all the things that are happening in rapid succession. Yeah, exactly.
Sure. Sure.
Somebody just burning time, got nothing else to do, and are talented, and will do it for free. Let us know.
Perfect.
TheMorningStream@gmail.com. All right. Well, we're done with that now. Now there's this. I need my phone. Where's my phone? Here it is.
It's Slappy.
Grooving on the music today.
Yeah, totally. Need that. Needed that today.
It's good stuff. All right. I found a game that I want to talk about.
Okay.
For today's app review. We find apps. We like them. We talk to you guys about them on the show. Sometimes they're games. Sometimes they're not. Today, mine's a game. It sounds like Brian's isn't. So that'll
no,
be...
Mine is a game, but we'll, you know...
It's gamified. It sounds like what you've got is something that's gamified. Yes.
This is 100% true. Ooh. Accurate in every way.
All right. Well, let me tell you about my dumb one first, and then we'll get to your good one. Actually, mine's not dumb. It's pretty good. All right. I found a game called Alpha Putt. Have you heard of Alpha Putt?
Okay. I have not heard about Alpha Putt.
Okay. The word putt might be the giveaway that it's a like a miniature golf game.
That would be what I would expect.
Yeah.
Yes.
And I'm going to see if I can find some video for the people at home. But while I do that, the way to describe it would be this. It's got this beautiful kind of diorama art style, like tiny little cool intricate things going on, sort of polygonal world stuff happening. Good old-fashioned, hold down the thing, pull your finger back a little bit to a certain percentage, hope that that's enough to put the ball where you want it to go. It's that, okay? Mm-hmm. But here's what makes it unique. You type in words or choose from pre-selected words, and then the courses you get are courses that are shaped like the letters in the words you chose.
I'm looking at that right now. Oh, these are gorgeous. I mean, they look like little models.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Oh.
I know, isn't it cool? I think you'd like it just because you'd like the aesthetic.
Oh, I am so already... I'm just watching a video of this and I want it in my life.
Yeah, you got to have it in your life. Here's some video, chat room. Then you can find
and it's cool. And like, the A you get isn't always going to be the same A.
Right. Not necessarily. There could be changes or differences to it. Sometimes it is the same. It depends on what you're doing. But there's a par for every course, and it tells you what that is, and you try to adhere to that. Like, the A is an airport, and it's got little planes on it, and they look like, you know, real planes taken off of them a thing. But when they, if you're not careful about where you're throwing your ball or chucking your ball, one of the planes could just knock it out of play. And you got to start over. So you got to be careful there.
This is so cool.
It's really, really cool. Now, some are harder than others. There's, for the K, it's a keytar, like a 1980s keytar. And it's a big pain in the ass.
Oh, yeah, it is. Actually, yeah, I guess they are. Okay, they are all the same. I guess I was seeing what I thought was two different things for the T, but it wasn't. T is a toy.
T is a toy. O is like an oval stadium where there's, I think it's a...
R is a record player.
Oh, no. D is a dodgeball stadium. And it's really hard because every hit you do, a bunch of dodgeballs go flying.
Oh, my God. This is great.
Yeah.
Look at that. Basketball for B.
Yeah.
Basketball court.
And the style is just, for me, it's the thing that does it. Like, it's just a really cool look. And it's very challenging. Like legit tricky. There's some you know, things that are in the map. Like, I'm looking at one right now, which is the W, and it's what do you call them? Windmills help blow your ball around, and so you got to be just right with that thing, or else you're going to get blown off the course. And it's pretty generous with what par is, but you still you still have to just be good at this game.
Now, the fact that typing a word basically gives you a bunch of those courses just in a different order.
Yeah.
Does that, is it like, oh, okay, I remember how to do R, I'm just going to fling it up here? Or is it like, because it's coming after doing a C, it's like, okay, R. Oh, how do I get through R again? All right, well, I'll just try it this way.
Kind of like that. That's what it feels like. Cool. Yeah. Okay. Because, part of it, you'd think, well, geez, if these are the same courses, I guess basically the game has 26 courses, right?
Yeah.
If you think about it that way. And the trick is to do them in certain orders and then try to not only remember what you did last time, but they're always challenging. There's no cheat to one. There's no one where you go, oh, well, I'll just do that every time. because they're challenging in their own way. And I like it. I think the biggest draw, though, and it's been worked on for years, I guess, is the visual approach. It's just so
it
cool looking.
It is just amazing. Yeah. It is just it is a totally gorgeous game.
And if you look at the video, it looks like it's static. Oh, I should say it's on sale right now for $1.99 introductory deal.
I just ordered it. So, and when you're playing multiplayer, I hate to give Jamie so much stuff so soon after all those mashups, but do your balls stay on the course while other people put their balls, like you are playing with their balls too?
Yeah,
like,
you play with their balls, and you are also trying to get into the same holes.
So you can ricochet their balls. You can knock their balls off of the course.
Oh, yeah, you can be
like
a total
a
jerk.
Kind of thing.
Totally nice. Be a jerk if you want to be. You can type out swear words because that's fun.
I'm sure, yeah.
The keytar's got these moving sliders. It's got this speaker area that I always get stuck in. If you miss, it'll put you where you the last were, so you don't have to start over at the beginning again. It's just a fun, weird thing. And it looks like a static view that you're looking at. Mm-hmm. It's actually not. It's if you pinch and zoom, you can go anywhere you want to. You can zoom all over this thing.
Very cool.
And so, anyway, I think
it's... I found a page that shows all the letters, so I'm looking at those, and it's just so...
Is it cool?
So cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's really just cool. Gorgeous.
It was a nice find. For $1.99, I think it's totally worth it. That's half off what it is normally. It just came out and it seems really neat.
Available. I like that P is Standard. A putt-putt golf.
Yeah. Yeah, it's an actual putt-putt golf course.
Yeah, perfect.
It's pretty good, although it's trickier than it looks because part of it raises
what
up.
O is.
O is like a they call it obstacles, like an obstacle course.
Oh, gotcha. Okay, yeah. N is neon.
Yeah. And so the obstacle course on that is the little hammers are swinging. And there's balls moving around cool. Like it's like trying to what was that Wipeout show or
yeah
like that
Wipeout
yeah Wipeout wasn't there a Wipeout show called Wipe Out something
anyway. Yeah that's exactly wasn't there an out show called Wipe Something
anyway I think it's neat and worth your time. It's also available on Android phones. I assume this would look pretty good on a tablet as well, but I haven't tried it.
That is what I'm downloading it to because I feel like as good as the graphics look on a phone, they're wasted if they're not big and in my face.
Yep, big and in your face. That's what Brian likes.
Yes.
All right, tell me about your connected gamified unit deal.
Well, I'll get to that. I'll get to that in a second. The game I was originally planning on talking about is a game called Fishdom, and it's from Playrix. It is a match three. Really, really good take on the match three game. It really there's nothing that it really introduces in here that is any different from any other match three game. But I'm a longtime fan of Playrix, the company that developed it. They do that Township, which was fun for a while until I got really sick of it. But they also do Royal Envoy and all those like. All right, now you got to go visit and collect taxes from these things while your other guy is over here, and you got to send this guy over there.
Right.
And it's like you're building a town, but also collecting taxes on it in real time. Sure. Anyway, I'm a big fan of Playrix, and so when they come out with a new game, I'm always excited to try it. And Fishdom, great match three puzzler, but after talking to you, realized, wow, that's not at all what I want to talk about for my apps.
Oh. I mean, tell me real quick, you just matching fish or what? What
are you're matching? Okay. You're matching shapes, some of which are fish, but then you're getting coins to add fish to the aquarium that you're living in while you're in between levels. So you add a little archway here for your fish to swim through, and you can say, oh, I think that clownfish looks lonely. I'm going to give him a dory to pal around with.
Or nice, nice.
A little crab to run around on the ground. Exactly. So.
I see they are making a lot of use of a clownfish and a dory-looking fish.
Yes, exactly. There's no there is no mistaking what side of the bread they're buttering. It's the
interesting.
Let's make it look like Disney. Sure. But anyway, it's good. It's
I'll try it.
It's a solid piece of entertainment, and if you don't already have a current match three game that's tickling your fancy, or you're sick of the current one you're playing with, then this is a good one to jump into.
All right.
Now, what I'm going to switch to is a thing that we did yesterday since we had a little extra time after the show. I'm like, oh, well, let's call up Uncle George and Aunt Barb and see if they're going to be home. They have a recumbent bike that they wanted to get rid of.
What's that? I don't even know what that is. Is that a thing?
A recumbent bike is, so it's a stationary bike, and it's one where your butt, to coin a Scott Fletcher phrase,
yeah,
your butt and your leg, your feet are pretty close to the same level.
Okay.
As opposed to you sitting over the pedals, the pedals are almost in level with your posterior.
Your butt.
Mm-hmm.
That's the one.
Okay.
And you're kind of pushing out more than you're pushing down when you're pedaling.
Okay.
And you've got a back, you've got a seat that you're kind of sitting against. So it's more about, it's a lay down bike.
A lay down bike. Okay.
A lay down bike.
Sure.
So this thing is sitting, here in our house. We actually had to go and take it apart. This thing is not light. It doesn't plug in, but the power of the pedals actually lights up the display, and it's got a bunch of different courses that create different hills and things like that. Great. Perfect. Whatever.
Okay.
I decided, and we got it yesterday. I was like, you know what? I'm going to try it. And I'm also going to use it with the Oculus Go.
Oh.
Because I'm not sitting, I'm not having to walk. I'm not going to trip over myself like I would on a treadmill with the Oculus, or I might. I don't have to worry about, there's a bunch of different things you can do on the Oculus Go game-wise that would work really well with this. And I found what I feel like is the perfect combination of recumbent bike and Oculus Go, and that's a game called Rush.
Mm.
This is a game where you strap on one of those flying suits, one of those hang gliding suits where the veins are built into your arms, like mm-hmm. you got Spider-Man webbing between your arm and your body, the side of your body,
mm-hmm.
to help you like get around corners and stuff. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. and basically you're trying to go through rings that are strategically placed all over the ground, and you kind of zip, you know, if you want to fly down to gain some speed and then swoop up as you go around these curves. Wingsuit. Thank you very much. That's the
wingsuit?
Word I was looking for.
That's what, so. Okay, like a squirrel suit. Wingsuit. Got it.
Wingsuit.
All right.
It is a blast on the recumbent bike because like you're swooping around and really as long as you don't need to use the joystick at all. So you can kind of set that down and you just grip the sides of the recumbent bike and just kind of swoop and turn your head around and you're zipping going through these things. There was a game, and I'm trying to remember the name of it. It was in arcades, and it had you on a pedal bike with controls, and the controls were the steering wheel of the handlebars basically.
Mm-hmm.
And the object was to do the same thing where you're trying to fly through red balloons all positioned and floating. And the more of those balloons you got and the faster you pedaled, the higher, the faster your bike would go. And the object was to get as many of those balloons as you could. It was an arcade game, and I wish I could remember what it was called.
Are you talking about, is it a lot like Nintendo's,
bikes, something flight, something.
Oh my gosh.
Arcade game with bike hit.
What
balloons.
Is the Nintendo game? Pilot Wings is the Nintendo game I'm thinking of.
Pilot Wings. Prop Cycle was
Prop
the.
Prop Cycle. That's it.
Prop Cycle was the arcade one. And it was same similar thing, but basically the faster you pedaled, like it was actually encouraging you to pedal faster to like make your propeller go faster so you could go higher in the game.
Yeah.
That's what this kind of feels like to me, even though there's no correlation between the recumbent bike and the Oculus Go. They're two independent little doodads, but by golly, when I was trying to get up to some of those higher rings, I was pedaling like a fool, no matter what the tension and the resistance was.
If the VR part's doing its job, it's making you feel like you have momentum and you got to climb higher and harder and all that stuff.
Right.
Yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah. So anyway, it was a blast. It's a great combination. There are a bunch of games, I'm sure, or things, experiences on the Oculus Go that I think are going to work well with a recumbent bike. But it's the same kind of thing where I'm not going to play Rush without being on the bike.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't wait to see what other games are going to go well with the experience of doing the recumbent bike that make it feel like I'm not sitting on the recumbent bike.
Yeah, that would be cool. I was looking while you were talking at a bunch of other VR stuff. There's actual bike racing games where you're on a virtual track with a bunch of other players and you're racing around, although it's not the laid back kind of bike, it's the kind of normal one, but still should work, you know?
Yeah, no kidding. I wonder if that's, is that for the, I wonder if it's compatible with the Go Rift.
Good point, because I think this may have even been a Vive or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not sure if they've got that or not, but that's an area I wish that especially the Go, would like invest in more is more of the fitness stuff because they're so portable compared to everybody else.
Yeah, make it tie it in with some, you know, with it somehow. I guess you'd need to have a bike, recumbent bike that does Bluetooth, but maybe you could do something on the wheels or on the on the pedals that does Bluetooth that signals the.
Look at that! That looks like fun.
What's that? Are you looking at a video of Rush?
Yeah, the video you put up. Yeah. It looks really good.
Yes. It's so cool.
Like legit fun, and you're working out at the same time.
It totally is, and you completely forget. You're zipping through these curves and things, and you're absolutely forgetting that you're on the bike.
All right, I'm gonna have to look into this. I wonder if they have treadmill ones. Sure. I want to run from zombies or something. That's my next thing.
There you go. I bet there's something like that. Just make sure you don't need to use the handheld part of it and hold on to the sides when you do it so you don't go tumbling.
There you go. All right. Find reviews from both of us, I think. Go check them out.
Yeah.
Available now on, well, one's not on a phone. But you got a bonus match 3 one, so go check that out too. I downloaded it. It's right here. It's free. Doesn't cost anything.
Fishdom, yeah, totally free.
Fishdom. I like it. Thanks, Playrix. That sounds like a disease, medication you might need, and it has a lot of
Playrix.
Yeah.
I get Playrix.
My diabetes type 1 isn't working. How about Playrix? All right, we're close to being done because you got to go. And you're going to have some fun, and I'm excited for you, and you'll have to tell us all about it when we get back to...
I'll post photos and videos or some business.
Oh, good.
Also, you know, doing something with the crazy neighbors, always a fun event. Always tales to tell after an evening like that with the crazy neighbors.
There's no downside as far as I'm concerned.
I can't
really think of one. So next Wednesday, we'll talk more about that. We'll talk about how our New Year's stuff went. And we hope you're all having a fantastic latter half of your holidays and that you're ready for the new year. I know we are. We got lots of stuff to talk about. We got Vegas plans coming. We got Patreon changes that are going to be all in favor of you guys. We got all kinds of cool, rad stuff coming. And if you're like, what? Patreon, Scott, what are you talking about? Go to patreon.com/TMS already. And chuck us a buck or whatever you got there and be a part of the thing. Patreon.com/TMS. For everything else, frogpants.com/TMS. All right, we're done. Right. Brian.
We're adding a new Patreon level. Scott and Brian will come to your house, make you chamomile tea, and rub your feet. Rub your bare, stinky, sweaty feet.
Oh, yeah, baby. Can't wait for that. All right, let's get out of here.
Very high Patreon level.
Thanks for a great 2018, everybody, by the way. You guys were great. It was a great year. Thank you all very much for hanging with us.
You guys are the best.
Let's do one more song before the year ends.
One last tune. Look at this. Terry C. gets to have the last song of the year on TMS. He says, to my wife, Lisa, who is tirelessly driving our very active, nonverbal, autistic four-year-old son to therapy that's an hour away, still maintaining her part-time job at school, taking care of our other school-age son and her elderly parents, plus all the doctor's appointments, all while we work different shifts. She is the love of my life and deserves a shout-out for all she does. She is a true supermom. If this gets read on December 29th, it's her birthday, and she will be 42. Well, obviously, won't get read on December 29th because we ain't doing a show tomorrow, but it'll get read on December 28th, and happy birthday to you, Lisa. Now, Terry says her favorite genre is country. I'll leave it in your more capable hands to pick a cover. Well, Terry, I'm sorry. We don't play country on this show. So somebody else wrote in, and that would be a horrible thing to do. No, because she does all these things, I'd be a real jerk for not playing a country song in honor of Lisa. And I figure there's a handful of people who listen to the show who are like, how come you don't play enough country music for the cover songs at the end? Because they all talk like that.
Yep.
This one should satisfy both the rockers and the countryers.
Sure.
I don't think that's a phrase.
That's fine.
A couple of years ago, a bunch of people got together and did a tribute to Motley Crue called Nashville Outlaws. And from the name, you can probably guess it's a bunch of country artists doing covers of Motley Crue. And you've got folks on there like Darius Rucker, you know, bacon cheddar ranch dude.
Mm-hmm.
You've got Leanne Rimes. You've got Florida Georgia Line, Rascal Flatts, Big and Rich. Together, again, the Mavericks.
Wow.
Who I really, really like, actually. And this one right here, it's Justin Moore. doing a cover of Home Sweet Home. Guess who he got to sing along with him?
I have no idea.
Well, some guy named Vince Neil, who was in some rock band at some point. I don't know who he is.
Okay.
Just kidding. Right. Vince Neil joining Justin Moore for Home Sweet Home. And here it is right now to close out your 2018.
Oh, that sounds great. Thanks, everybody, for being here. Thanks for a great year. We'll see you on Wednesday for another live show. Come on back then. In the meantime, Happy New Year. We'll see you then.
You know I'm a dreamer, but my heart's of gold. I had to run away high so I wouldn't come home low. Just when things went right doesn't mean they were always wrong. Just take this song and you'll never be left all alone. Take me to your heart, fill me in your bones. Just one more night and I'm coming off this long and winding road.
This show is part of the Frog Pants Network.
Frog Pants Network.
Get more shows like this at frogpants.com.
Your butt.